friends? Well, according to my calendar, it's summer somewhere, and summer always means fresh berries. So whether your summer weather began on June 21st, or like the rest of us, you're waiting for the usual July 6th date to kick it off, I'd like to celebrate by talking about the All Hallowed Berry. It depends on what part of the country you hail from, but around here, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries are very popular. And they're the easiest to find at your local grocery store or farmer's market. These little gems are full of vitamins and antioxidants and are very good for preventions of diseases like heart disease and cancer. Besides, they're just plain delicious. In our house, they rarely make it into that parfait, cobbler, or pie because we're just eating them right out of the bowl. But here are some tips for cleaning your berries. And I want to thank the website ehow.com for providing this helpful info. Select fresh berries from a grocer, produce shop, or local farmer's market. And you want to purchase the berries in the clamshell, vented plastic container. Also look for berries stacked shallow in the packaging to prevent bruising. Second, store your berries at home in the original plastic storage container from the market. A good storage container has vents to let the air circulate around the berries. Number 3. Place berries in an open part of the refrigerator. For optimal storage, put them in a brown paper bag to keep the berries dry and safe from humidity. Remove the berries from the refrigerator and container and place them in a colander to wash them prior to eating. Wash berries gently with a spray bottle or a gentle flow of water from the tap and remove the stems. Then serve the berries however you'd like. Here's some tips for some short-term and long-term storage of your berries. For the short term, place the berries in a shallow, breathable container and store on the counter for fresh-tasting berries with good texture. The container that you get from the store or the farmer's market will work. This method is best if you plan on eating them within a day or two. If you want to store the berries, do so in a covered container in the refrigerator to add a few more days to their lifespan. However, this may cause the berries to slightly lose their fresh taste of just picked berries. Wash them and pat them dry right before using. For longer-term storage, arrange the berries in a single layer on a baking sheet. Place them in the freezer for at least a few hours, then remove once the berries are frozen. Place the frozen berries in a plastic-sealed freezer bag or container. Next, store berries in the freezer for up to 1 year. The nice thing about this is that you're freezing each of the berries individually instead of in a big clump, and it reduces the amount of moisture that way. Here's a great recipe for simple syrup, which is great for serving berries alone or for use in pie or cobbler. This syrup is easy to make and thickens as it cooks, so it'll provide an excellent base for your berries. You can also use the juice from that particular berry to color and flavor it once you have the syrup, and it'll make for a very pretty composition in a dessert dish. Simply take 1 cup of water and 1 cup of granulated white sugar. Yes, I know, it seems like a lot. Place the water first in a small saucepan, then add the sugar and stir until the sugar is dissolved. Heat over medium, stirring well until the mixture begins to boil and thicken. Now this requires some patience because you're going to start to think it'll never happen. Then all of a sudden, after it boils for a little while, you'll start to see a change in the bubbles. It'll be ready to take off the flame when the consistency is like pancake syrup, hence the name, simple syrup. You can use this concoction for just about anything. Go ahead and give it a try. In Italy, they have a phrase, and it definitely comes to my mind when I think of berries. The phrase goes, "Mangia che tu fa bene," which means, "Eat up, it's good for you." So, be sure and mangia your berries. I'm Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola, all to the table cooking school, where you can get your PhD in delicious.